England and France both had extensive land claims in North America. Both countries claimed Ohio Valley territory as their own. In the 1750s, the French sent troops to occupy the Ohio Valley. They built several forts west of the Appalachians to show that they planned to remain in the Ohio Valley to protect their land. One of the most famous forts was called Fort Duquesne. A young George Washington, a colonel in the British Army, led 150 militia men to capture Fort Duquesne. Washington and his men were outnumbered and soon defeated by the French. The French sent Washington and his men back to British commanders with a message that the Ohio Valley belonged to the French. The British did not give up easily. They returned to Fort Duquesne with more troops. The British, as was their custom, marched in straight lines with much noise and fanfare. The French and their Indian allies hid behind rocks and trees. They fired on the British troops from their hiding places. The British were again defeated. The British did have some assistance from Native American groups. However, this assistance was not enough to help them defeat the French right away. The British continued to fight the French, but mostly to the north, in Canada. The French were finally defeated and signed the Treaty of Paris in 1763. In this treaty, the French surrendered all of their land claims in North America. So, what I get from this is from the passage, but what I get from the French and Indian War is, so this is what really sets the first spark off in the American Revolution, but they don't even know it. Because this was all started over a single territory, and they fought the French and won all of their territories, which I think is really cool, but it's also really interesting to see that they were even able to get the French to sign that treaty. And the French and Indian War ended in 1754. It began in 1747. The British did have help from the Native Americans, as mentioned in the passage, but not as much as the French did, for they, as also mentioned in the parody, they were the ones that took the land from the Native Americans in the beginning, so you can't really expect them to trust you until they realize that you need assistance. It was also known as the Seven Years' War. That's what it's known as in Europe. Natives, again, could be allies with the French because they were not harsh like the British were towards them. So I think that definitely also, once the British won, there was also, in the Proclamation of 1763, of course, we'll talk about that later on, but you will notice that King George III seems to be siding with them as sort of a thanks for this thing. But then you realize later on that they're still driving them out of their land, and we have not as many today as we would prefer. Well, nowadays we would prefer. Probably back then we wouldn't. And I just think it's really interesting how they could have the courage to march in straight lines with much noise and fanfare. Because wouldn't everyone know you were there? You couldn't do a sneak attack. Like, I don't know if that is a smart idea. While the French and their Indian allies hid behind rocks and trees, which I think was a much smarter idea, and they defeated these groups because they had that secret to it, I guess you could say. Let's keep going.